Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's talk a little bit about the DePaul University men's basketball program. You're going to helm that this year. How optimistic are you? What are your thoughts about the upcoming season?
Well, I'm really excited about the group we have right now. I think, college basketball is like college sports in general, has evolved. You have a lot of player movement in a variety of sports. We have 13 new players. We have 13 total players, so our entire roster is new.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about the guys we've added. We've added six players from Illinois, the Chicago area, as well as three other ones from the region of Indiana, Wisconsin, a pretty close radius. So we have a large contingent of players. We play in arguably the best league in college basketball in the Big East. Last year, it was the second-rated league in the entire country. Four out of the last eight national champions have come from the Big East. So we play at beautiful Wintrust Arena, as many people know, and I'm just really excited about getting started with this group.
Yeah, I am too. I one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, we're the home of the Northwestern Wildcats. We do Big Ten Wildcat basketball and football here.
Right.
But for the last 4 years, my son and I have had season tickets to DePaul. We're Butler fans. You've heard of Butler University, Coach Holtman? So
I have.
Damn you, sir.
Yes, it's been marvelous, wonderful, wonderful 3 years as head coach there. I really had a wonderful three-year stint there.
Then a nice run at Ohio State and now over to DePaul. Yep. And when Butler would come to town, we would want to see them play DePaul. But then we fell in love with the DePaul program, even though they've had remarkably hard times. Some people, yes, when they heard that you were going to take over what was regarded, just statistically, as one of the worst Division I basketball teams in the country, they thought, what are you doing? Coach Holtman, what are you doing?
Well, first of all, thank you for being a season ticket holder. You and you said your son, right?
Yeah, Grant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you and Grant, thank you for coming. I'm anxious and looking forward to seeing you guys at games at Wintrust. Thank you very much for your support. Our program was 3-29 last year. We're not, walking away from that. That's what the record was. And those that have stayed with us, they deserve a great deal of credit. We have the highest number of ticket sales and season ticket returnees in 7+ years since we moved to Wintrust. So season tickets, both renewals and new ones, are at an all-time high here in the last decade, which is exciting. You know, it's interesting, John. I've gotten that question a lot. I had a good run at Ohio State, had three really good years at Butler, and had the flexibility of, doing what, most people don't have. And that is I could take a year or two off, do broadcasting, just kind of catch my breath. I think at the end of the day, we're driven as coaches, as competitors by a challenge. And I really looked at this and looked at the vision of Dwayne Peavy and Rob Manuel, our president, Dwayne Peavy, our athletic director. Their vision was critical, and the challenge of doing something that is really difficult was really something that was engaging to me. Mm-hmm. And you're right, the program, it's been 2 decades, 20 years, we're the longest tenured power program to not make the NCAA tournament. So I can accept the fact that there's some challenges in front of us. At the same time, I don't know that I'd want to be any place else right now. I just am really excited about this challenge and have met so many people who are excited about the future of DePaul basketball.
Yeah, well, we used to go to the games back in the day, and this is a big, beautiful town. I can see all of those attractions. You know what I'm already frustrated for you, though, Coach, is that I mean, I presume some of these kids can play. Ohio State, Indiana University, Louisville, the best player at UIC last year, UNLV. I mean, those are some marquee programs and places. So suppose you cobble together a good team this year, all new kids. I wonder how able you are going to be to keep them if you have some success.
Great question. Yeah, it's a great question. In today's climate, it's probably problem number one for coaches who have any type of a year in college football, college basketball, that is successful, because a byproduct of sometimes a successful year is players can move, and they can move just with 1 year remaining, 2 years remaining, three, it doesn't matter. I think what we have to really focus on is our commitment to development of our players, the culture that we create, and the opportunity that these young men will have as a DePaul Blue Demon. I'm confident that if some of these transfers come here and have a much better experience than maybe what they had at their previous stop, they'll have a sense of gratitude for what it is and believe that that can continue, and that'll give us a great chance to keep them moving forward. But you're right. Our people at Harder are hard at work at building up our NIL fund, because name, image, and likeness is so important in terms of retaining your best players.
Yeah, don't we know?
Right now, we have 10 players that could return next year, and you're not going to keep everybody, but I like our chances if we can continue to develop them at the highest level.
Do you like or hate the NIL equation right now?
I don't. I love the NIL. I think it was long overdue. I don't like how open-ended and lawless it is right now.
Lawless,
so many,
yeah. That's
in so many ways.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, you know, you call it guardrails, whatever. I think there needs to be more transparency, and there certainly do need to be more, you know, specific guidelines. But I really, you said to me, hey, all in all, do you love NIL? Do you love the opportunity for your players to earn opportunities, financial opportunities? I do, and I think it was long overdue.
What's an example of the lawlessness you're talking about?
Well, I just think the most difficult thing you're navigating in today's climate is trying to figure out what market value is for certain players, because you hear numbers. So, for example, you could be recruiting a young man, and he could say, well, people could say, well, such and such school is offering me, you know, such and such amount of dollars. Well, you don't know if that is factual or not, because there's no transparency. So you're negotiating against what could be real and may not be real.
Yeah.
And I just think the whole, the whole situation could be, I think in some cases, young people have been taken advantage of. There is a number of players that, you know, transferred that haven't found a home. But I think all in all, I really, like I said, I very much appreciate the fact that players, that NIL is here. It's here to stay. I like it. And I think, you know, Congress and the NCAA are working to put some specific structures in place.
Sometimes kids get promised an amount of money they don't get. There's a quarterback, a high-profile quarterback in college football this year, who walked off the team because he wasn't getting the six-figure deal he thought he was going to get. And you're right, there's just no guardrails, it seems. There's no sense to the system, and it doesn't reward fans, or coaches for that matter, if the players aren't at least somehow, I don't want to say confined, but structured by a system. I want the transfer portal to exist, but I want it to, I hate to say this, lock a kid in for 2 years when he goes when he goes through the portal. Do you like that idea, Coach?
I do think, what I worry about is, I think there have been kids impacted in terms of graduating because of the amount of movement.
Yeah.
I would love, as a coach, if there was somehow we could put things in place, incentives in place. When you take a transfer, you know you're going to have that young man for two or multiple years. I would absolutely love that.
Well,
I think I think that could be a challenge moving forward. And the other thing in regards to the quarterback you mentioned, in most cases, in the way that we operate and our collective operates, is there's always a contract in place. And I think that's the way it should be. And it sounds like that might not have been the case in this specific situation with the quarterback.
Blue Demons' new head coach, Chris Holtmann, on the line. We're out of time today. I'll just close by mentioning to you that not that long ago, my son sent me a short video from one of your practice sessions where you were talking to the kids about the culture of being better and being better for each other. And it was spectacular. And it wasn't 25 seconds long. But I think if culture matters to a program and to athletes, it sure looked good in that 25 seconds we saw, Coach.
Thank you very much. And I hope when you come and watch us play this year, you'll see that in the way that our kids operate and the way they play. Thank you very much for saying that. Look forward to seeing you, John.
Chris Holtmann over at DePaul.